the night of the full moon. The full moon was this morning. We're just about 12 hours after the peak. And as you sit down and take time to settle, I'd like to invite you to just let go more and more and follow the direction given by the waning of the moon that started a few hours ago. It is a tumultuous one, it is a demanding one. We are being a bit overstretched internally. Processes upon processes, month after month, that's a lot. So tonight we'd like to just sit here where I am. A very strong wind started blowing around the full moon and keeps sweeping and moving everything to clear the sky so we have access to those wonderful stars again. So strong, tumultuous wind, storms, or not. Those storms are just a reflection of the internal storms. And another invitation to just settle, slow down for a moment. And listen. Go deep into the night. Feel the vastness of that night. We are in a Virgo Pisces axis. The moon faces the sun. They are in opposition. We are facing the vastness of the universe, the immensity of our being. Our infinity. Our divinity. At the same time, that axis emphasizes, highlights, points at the small recesses in our hearts that are still in need for opening. Those dark little spots that haven't yet found a way of coming back to the light. So this search is already a big challenge. Can we face our immensity? Can we sit on the earth and contemplate the sky and feel that we are that immensity? and we look into ourselves in the depths of our being and spot those little pockets of darkness that are still in need for light. Can we bear the stretch between the two? Can we scrutinize and highlight, recognize, welcome, reintegrate what was lost, ignored, or neglected? Can we allow further dilation of our hearts . Pisces talks about infinity . Every year we are moving in the divine realm of infinity. This time of the year, and have to reconnect with that part of us. Not part as in a small portion of, but that dimension of ourselves. This you can feel. Tension you can feel, and the demand it puts on resources, inner resources, and that's why maybe you've been feeling very tired lately again. But that's not all. There is another huge tension created by Marky Marky and Chiron, who are in a similar opposition to the Sun and the Moon when in a different axis. That's another stretch. The stretch of unity, harmony, and surrendering to divine law. Thereby giving up duality and the wound of separation. That's a big, long, old story. We know that. We've known it by heart for eons. Big stretch now is to let the harmonization take place by just surrendering to divine law and order. Harmony will ensue. Ease. Vibrational adjustments, recalibrations, personal, collective, mirroring, do you want to let the universe take you to your destination? You are the universe. Anyway, would you let yourself, that is one that is Source, guide you through your life instead of persisting in deciding by yourselves? Ultimately, the only freedom we have is to say yes. Say yes to one, say yes to universe, say yes to the divine law. This is a personal challenge that is reflected in the collective. It takes personal surrender again and again for the collective to find a better balance and to eventually surrender to unity as well. So there's this element of surrender where I totally let go of my own will. And there's this complete, unquestionable confidence that I'll be taken to where I belong, that is, to the full expression of myself. To the accomplishment of my perfection in that human shape that I have assumed when I became that person. This is a big challenge. So we have the two very tense axes, sun, moon on the one hand, Marky Marky Chiron on the other hand, that caused that overstretch we've been feeling possibly already a few days before the full moon. And there's the constant, relentless presence of Uranus. Its only purpose is to awaken us. Everything and anything possible and impossible will be done to support our and the collective awakening. This electrifies the scene. This creates extreme tension of another kind, not stretching, rather electric shocks. And the challenge is that in that context, we are expected to safely land on Earth with our physical vehicle, I mean the body. The supreme challenge of this full moon is that our physical body, jointly with our heart, must deliver us on Earth. It's not a rebirth, it's a landing. It's about descending. Not falling, descending slowly, steadily until we have landed. What it takes is enormous. It takes trusting our physical body completely, whilst our bodies, the physical ones, are a little an override for having been on duty for the whole times for so long. So those bodies that are maybe tired, that are often in pain, that are having aches and pains or conditions or diseases of all kinds, they are actually calibrating new vibrations that we hold. So please be very respectful of your body. Be very kind and gentle with this body. And treat it with the best reverence you can have, so it can continue its transformation, that is to become a container, a precious vessel for your dilating heart. Most of our physical aches, pains, conditions results from wrong mental investments. We got certain things wrong. No blame, no judgment. Try and be kind and gentle instead, thereby giving up the mental control on the body. Be kind enough to offer your body the attention it wants, the awareness it needs, so he can guide you through the maze of misconceptions back to where you belong. Bodies are sacred vessels. They are designed according to universal harmony. They hold the blueprint of harmony and are capable of restoring that harmony if you stop controlling them all the time. Instead, bodies, physical bodies, need corn, are starving for that beautiful expression of the heart that dilates and opens more and more. They are craving for heart, for emotions that are expansive and still. Those vibrations the joyful heart delivers in the body and all around are capable not only of restoring peace in the body, but also around and on the planet. Beyond this, that body that is vibrating the frequency of your heart that is resonating with yourself, allows you to enter in a creation process that is entirely different to what you have been doing before. creation derives from vibration, not conception, projection, mental into matter. No, vibration would attract form. Many different shapes, forms, colors, and other expressions can derive from one single vibration. That's another big challenge for us to acknowledge that there are many more possibilities available than we think at any given time. And if we can accept them, that every single one of them opens a myriad of other possibilities. Each of them holding the full truth about who you are. So, there is no such thing as my life path, predetermined life purpose. There is my vibration and what I resonate with and what I attract with that vibration that will then express in so many different ways, moment by moment, that will guide me through so many different experiences on Earth. On the condition that I live there, obviously. So the biggest challenge of all of those we are facing this full moon is not just to see who you are and accept to give up the wound of separation, to fully embrace awakening and become who you are. It's actually rather to accept to descend, to go down and live on Earth. To finally see in that amazing being called Gaia a very high frequency and welcoming presence. That can host our experience and support our evolution. The magic happens when our aching, tired bodies decide to open up to the heart anyway. And our hearts begin to dilate step by step and expand further and further. And they themselves give us directions, nothing else. And what gives us that extra opening is something we are going to go for. What brings us that extra joy is something we want to embrace. And as we do that, the body starts to heal and get better. So, massive recalibration in this. Those celestial bodies we call planets that are part of our solar system are like the shadow of higher dimensional beings supporting that evolution, our personal evolution. And the evolution of the planet, the evolution of humanity. The Earth herself, that divine being, devoted, dedicated to our evolution. Other higher dimensional being living in the Earth, supporting our evolution in the same way. And us being overstretched, challenged again and again, taking majestic steps into a future that is unified. Can you feel? Can you trust? That we are guided, so guided and supported every single step on this tremendous quantum leap. Delivers us into a new dimension and awakening of our beings. Can you feel it? Because ultimately all this awakening is about feeling rather than thinking, knowing from experience, not by rationalizing. Feel it. Can you feel the divine presence of your eternal self expressing through the wind? The sparkling stars, the clouds, the cold, the earth, anything? Can you just for a moment settle even better on this earth and allow the descent? Just allow, say yes, to descend completely on this earth plane so you can be welcome. And so you can see the tiniest petals of your beautiful blossoming flower open one by one. This is a challenging, but this is a beautiful formal. Can you sit on the earth and feel the warm embrace of Gaia? Can you take that stillness? Can you take the softness of the landing? Everything went very well after all. Can you take that with you into your night, into your dreams? Can you explore that a little further? Your infinity, your eternity. Now, just here on earth, no challenge, no further demand. Beyond the storms, beyond the challenges, there is this obvious evidence of your safe landing.
which tests your capacity for ascension.
Thank you. Have a very good evening.